There's a woman in, this is animal related as well, a woman in Santa Cruz, California, who has been bitten by an aggressive otter. Her name is Isabella Orduña, and she reported being bitten on the foot by the otter, and apparently the otter was after her surfboard. It bites surfboards, and she's a surfer and went out surfing. This is the 911 call after she was bitten.
Be advised, they're flagging you down. There's a surfer in the water was bit by an otter.
We're in route.
All right, so they got the folks there.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many otter bites at this particular beach over the years, and they're blaming one in particular who they go after the flashy surfboards. This is the woman who was bitten.
All of a sudden, I feel this like nip on my foot, and I'm like, okay, that's not good. Roll over or like roll off my board. Look behind me, there's an otter on my board. And there's another surfer nearby, and I'm like, hey, can you like help me out? Like, there's, they got bitten on my foot, and like, there's an otter on my board.
Surfer community.
Mm-hmm.
They rally around each other.
Sure.
The otter may be Otter 841 or linked to Otter 841. It was tagged 2 years ago because it bit several surfboards and several surfers.
Is this a dominance thing? A sexual thing? I don't know what otters, when you know, because like deer are horny now. That's why they get run over, because they're so blinded by hormones.
God, you see them everywhere on, they avoid on the road. Side of the road.
Right. They don't know to avoid the roads.
Mm-hmm. God, imagine if we were like that. The risk of, we're so horny, we just chase things into the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, it happens in spring break.
That's true. Good point. Great point, actually.
You're drunk and you're horny.
Where are you going? Thunk.
Got one.
Hey, yeah. I didn't get your numb. Thunk.
It just ran right out in front of
me. Yeah. It's all, it's horny dude season.
Yeah.
A warning sign has been posted. Aggressive sea otter in area. Enter water at your own risk. Keep away from marine wildlife.
Could they bite? I don't know enough about otters. Anatomy. Can they bite through if you were wearing surf booties or a wetsuit?
This girl had her, it took a chunk out of her surfboard. I mean, the board was bitten.
But they're, how big is their jaw?
Must be bigger than I mean, big enough.
Sea otter?
This is a sea otter. So it's, I guess.
Look them up.
They have been very aggressive, and others have been attacked through the years.
They don't look very big, but
they're the ones who float on their back adorably and eat clams.
Yep.
But you know, as we've learned from Chris Kelly's dog, you know, an animal may into something, and just you know, just because maybe this otter just loves surfboards, loves the texture.
Remember that kid that got bitten by the otter a few years ago? He was
on dry land.
On dry land. That's the otter. That's the kid.
Yeah.
You can hear
the slight difference in pitch.
Yep. There's panic there. There is panic there for that, obviously. So it appears that this otter might be the same one they tagged in 2 years ago, but they can't tell.
They're sharp teeth, but they're totes adorbs.
Oh, they are.
I mean, they are gorgeous little funky creatures.
Do you think people go up to them because they're so adorable?
That's human nature.
Nathan, you're talking about sea otters now. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Nathan, P1. So I've heard recently, and I don't know all the details, but I think these otters are, they have some kind of reaction to this massive algae bloom that's going on, and it makes them like lose their minds and they're disoriented and they're attacking things for no reason because of this. It's almost like a mad cow type thing.
Wow. Now that's new. Okay, I didn't know
about that.
Like a drunk dude in a Burger King.
Yeah.
What you looking at? Oh, no.
Yes.
Who are you staring at me for?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Nathan.
Fascinating.
I had no idea. Jim, you're talking about sea otters and the attack here. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Those little teeth are super, super sharp. But they are cute and all snuggly, but those little jaws can rip through flesh fast.
I guess. This woman said that it was just like very painful in a quick bite like that, you know.
And I'll tell you, when they open their mouth, it looks like they're smiling at you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd totally be like, oh, I want to pet it.
Oh, they're so cute.
The male sea otter can weigh up to 99 pounds. That's at the top end.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's bigger than I thought
that's
it was.
Solid.
That is bigger than I thought it was going to be, for sure. I was reading about, this is animal related also, that a study has been done that birds, this is back to birds, will defecate on certain colors of car more than other colors of car. The study was just done and found that darker vehicles, brown, and black vehicles are hit most by bird poop. White and silver cars get the least amount of bird poop. Would
what
you believe?
Could he, what do you think is going through their little bird brains?
I don't know.
I never thought they thought about it. I thought they just let it go.
Let it go, right. Shiny surfaces act like mirrors reflecting a bird's image, and during mating season, territorial birds may think their reflection is a rival, leading to attacks on some mirrors. We've seen that before.
Yeah.
Mirrors. As for the brands of car, it looks like the Dodge Ram is the number one most pooped on.
So if you're in a brown Dodge Ram or a black Dodge Ram, you're going to the car wash.
Well, that's rude.
Jeep, Chevrolet, Nissan, and Kia round out the list of the top. Subaru and Ford are at the bottom. Don't you think this study, is it just like happenstance?
Just total random?
Yeah. Wouldn't you think? I mean, I just can't imagine why they would pick a certain color. Darker, the worst. Brown, black, dark red. And at the bottom, silver and white. They did say there was a pronounced difference, though, in what birds poop on. I wonder if a car salesman will say.
Yeah, you know, we used to have a friend. Didn't he said that birds pooped every 7 minutes or every X number of seconds?
It is all the time.
I don't know that that's, that his facts were correct, but
you know,
and it just seems so random.
Yeah, I agree. I can't. I thought they just let it fly wherever they're. Sometimes on the pickleball court, man, if they fly over, you're dodging them.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about farting.
No, and I don't appreciate. I'm getting a lot of pictures of the meme of a young boy dressed as a toot for Halloween.
He's a giant brown cloud.
There's nothing more disgusting, and I think that's child abuse. Poor parenting. That is very poor parenting to dress your child as flatulence for Halloween. It just shouldn't happen. And stop sending me.